Here comes Cora.
Alex Cora.
We score 16 at Yankee Stadium. Suck on it.
Take your bow, Alex. You deserve it and then some.
Alex Cora on OMN.
Thank you very much. Enjoy.
This is going to be fun.
All right, back here in OMF, and we welcome back to the program on the Harbor One Hotline, the manager of the Boston Red Sox, Alex Cora. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing as well as we possibly can do.
I'm doing all right.
We're all doing impressions.
Basketball, talking baseball. I bet there's a lot of going on over there.
You want to hear Fourier's impression of you?
No, he doesn't need to hear it, right?
Yeah, go ahead. It's really good.
Go ahead.
I don't know, man.
Sounds like that's an exaggeration.
No, man. Come on.
Sounds like a sick dog right there. I want to get your personal feelings, because when you look back at everything that's happened, I'm sure you probably thought at times you'd never be back in baseball, probably never thought you'd be back with the Red Sox. What's it been like the last 2 weeks being back in baseball, back with the organization, and back with those guys?
It's been great. Like I said, the first day was a good day for the organization, obviously, having all the guys together. But in a personal note, it was outstanding. We got a group chat, family group chat, and I text them at 5:30 in the morning Eastern time. I say, a trabajar, going to work. And I think that was amazing, you know, just a response from my mom, my sisters, my daughter, everybody, you know, even Joey, you know, although he doesn't call me. He's like 2 hours from here. He never calls me, man. What a bad brother.
Yeah, man.
Communication is not working there. But honestly, it's been awesome. Like I said earlier today, days like today, you know, you plan for everything that is going on, and it happens, and you see that it's going to take us to where we want to go. It's fun, and I never take this game for granted. Since I was a little kid, you know, I did everything possible to enjoy it. And, you know, I'm making sure I have a blast every day, too. You know, it was a long year, but here we are. You know, we're having a blast. We're doing a good job as a team. We have a great – I mean, there's a lot of talent around here, and it's fun to watch.
So, I mean, obviously probably feels like a rookie again, you know, maybe in some semblance, right?
it doesn't feel – I mean, it feels like a rookie, but I'm not moving like a rookie.
No, your body hurts too much to be a rookie.
Everything hurts. When I get home at night, everything hurts.
So when you're obviously, I'm assuming you probably watched a ton of baseball because, I mean, what else are you going to do, Alex, right? So it was, and now while you're watching all those games, were you able to kind of pick up anything, any different philosophies, like anything that you saw that other teams were doing that maybe that you could benefit from, maybe you can implement into your own system? You know, and anything to that respect as far as just watching baseball so much, almost like an analyst?
almost. Actually, there were a few phone calls for that, but nah, I didn't want to. defense, man. Defense matters. Defense matters. Good defensive teams, they have a shot day in and day out. And I saw it with the Dodgers, the Rays, the Indians. And it seems like those teams were one step ahead. I call it playing fast. Offensively, you know, good athletic teams, you know, they have the edge. And you look at the Padres, what they did last year and where they at right now. And you know, it's not that we were one step behind in 19. Maybe, you know, we became one-dimensional. I don't know if it was because of the scores early on. We had to slow the pace down compared to 18. But last year, watching the Red Sox, it felt like the team was a step behind in every aspect. And you have to keep up with the speed of the game. Yeah, we live in an era that strikeouts, walks, and, you know, true outcomes, like they say, right? And home runs are going to rule the offense. But there's other ways to score runs. And good base running, good defense helps prevent, obviously, the opposition from scoring. So that's something that we've been preaching since November, and we've been actually working on it the last few days.
Hey, with that said, Alex, like both of us, you know, utility guys move around, and I think you kind of feel like if you stayed at one spot, you'd maybe be a better defender. You got a lot of guys moving around on a given night. You think, will that hurt your defense if a guy's playing second or center or left and first and second and first? Like, that's really difficult, isn't it, to kind of keep up that game?
If you talk to the two guys that we're going to, you know, do that with, it doesn't matter to them. Enrique, whatever position you put him, he's above average. Actually, defensively at second base, he was, you know, the best defensive second baseman 2 years ago, and he was, you know, outstanding last year. He's a solid shortstop. In the outfield, he's above average, and in all the outfields, you know, and Marwin the same thing too, you know. Yeah. So it really doesn't matter. I think we're going to be stronger defensively than we were last year. Probably a little bit stronger than 19, and that's hard to believe, right? But you know, those guys, they're going to give us the freedom to match up with anybody pitching wise, and we're going to have a good solid foundation defensively every night.
Hey, when a pitcher misses an entire year, it's because of some kind of injury, and you want to be careful in camp, you want to be careful in April. But with Erod, it wasn't really physical as far as like shoulder, elbow, or anything, right? So how do you approach that? Do you say he's been out of the game for a year, we have to be careful? Or do you say no wear and tear, he's actually strong, and we can kind of ride him a little bit?
I mean, it seems like probably he's the first case of this, right? Like,
right.
I mean, unless you got suspended, right, or something like that you didn't pitch. But we don't know a lot about how we're going to – I mean, we do know, but we don't know what can happen. They only play 60 games. Eduardo doesn't play. So far, so good. He actually – he's throwing two innings tomorrow in a simulated game. So his progression is great. And I think he's going to let us know a lot how we're going to handle him. There's more stuff going on now. There's more information. Actually, they, you know, like the soccer players, you know, they have this GPS, you know, for how their effort level during the day. We have that going now. I mean, Louis, there's a lot of information now. It's not like, you know, the show and go back in the day. I mean, we're going to know exactly what we need to do with him. But as of right now, you know, he's a full go, and we're gonna push him hard and see where he takes us.
We're talking to Alex Cora from Florida. So last year it was a lot of pitchers auditioning night in and night out, and half the time you had no understanding, at least the fan base, of who these guys were. You've got some guys in here that are a little bit more interesting. How do you see this pitching staff? How much better this pitching staff can be?
It's better, and we're deeper, actually, than in 19, which is very important. I think in 18, we started hurt, and what BJ and Hector did early was amazing, and then you get your horses throughout the race, and we took off, right? But in 19, it was the other way around. Our horses got hurt, and we were, you know, BJ wasn't the BJ of 18. Hector was hurt. And we weren't deep enough, you know, and that's what happened. Then last year happened, and this year you got a lot of guys. I mean, we got, I do believe we had 7, maybe 8 capable starters, in the bullpen. You know, what we have in the minor leagues, we have guys that we can go and they can contribute. So we're in a better spot, and that's what it's all about. This is not about your 5 starters and the closer. It's a complete pitching staff, and I got a feeling that, you know, as far as versatility, Andres is going to help us out a lot. You know, now you got Sawamura, who's actually flying in tomorrow. I'll give you that one.
Nice.
He'll be here tomorrow, and then he got to go through protocols and all that. But we got some guys that can give us more than 3 outs, which is very important, especially where we're coming from last year. So it's going to be interesting. We're in a good situation.
So, you know, our former guest that we used to have all the time, Chris Sale, former friend of the show. I don't think he is anymore. He goes on the morning show now. Yeah, he goes on the morning show now. He's left us for another show.
I was thinking about that, man. Since the managers start talking in this show, hasn't been positive. You know, last year, Ron, In 19, it was me. The second half of 18 wasn't great. I don't know. Maybe
the second half of 18 was great. You won a World Series. Yeah, you won.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You remember the whole suck it thing? You know? So it's the World Series, man.
Forgot about that already.
I just thought about that one yesterday. I say I gotta get that one out there. You know, I'm getting used to you guys again. You know, I gotta get used to you guys.
Yeah, it's like learning to dance together. But he was funny because they asked him about you know, one of the things that he would change, and as a pitcher, it was odd to hear him say the shift. Like, it's almost like he's a purist, like a baseball purist, and he doesn't really like the shift. Like, what's your thoughts on that?
I don't think the shift. With him, it really doesn't matter, right? He punches people out.
Yeah, that's why I said he doesn't mind it.
Contact, but he's actually kind of like, you know, watching from afar. I don't know. I think it's part of the game. The biggest problem with the shift is that in youth baseball, they're not teaching the guys to use the whole field. You know, like in youth baseball, you start playing a little bit, then you go to showcases, and what you want to do in those showcases, hit it far. You know, like it doesn't matter. Going the other way, it doesn't matter. If you hit it far, they're going to see you. You're going to get people are going to get interest, show interest in you, and then you get a scholarship or you get signed. So I think the shift will be part of the game. I think right now, the things that I liked about rule changes, if you want to talk about that, I really, let's see as a manager, but you know, the whole like extra inning rule, that was cool. 7-inning games were good last year as a baseball fan. You know, 7 innings, I think the pace was amazing. So I don't know. I got some good ideas to help, you know, the game to speed up. You know, but I'm managing, so I can't do it anymore.
Hey, Alex, I want to ask you about the kid, Jarren Duran. I know a lot of people up here kind of, you know, they pay attention to this kid. And I know he played winter ball with Vasquez, Ramon Vasquez, your boy that's one of your coaches. I thought he said the other day that maybe did you pop in and kind of, did you get your eyes on this kid? And what could you tell us about him?
Yeah, I mean, because of COVID, obviously no fans, and you have to, you know, be careful going to the games. I actually went to one game the whole season, but I went to see him take BP on a Sunday. This kid, you know, the good thing about, he's a great athlete, first of all. Great athlete. Very physical. A stronger version of Jacoby. Pretty similar to Grady Sizemore, physically.
Yep.
I mean, he flies, man. And he's been working on his swing, you know, and he got some pop. But at the same time, he understands that he can go the other way and he can create havoc. Running the bases. You know, he has great instincts. He struggled a little bit in Puerto Rico, which is great. I think, you know, that's part of the process, right? And then he took off towards the end in the finals. He played good in the Caribbean Series. This is a guy that he's going to be a good baseball player. I mean, he good instincts, good kid. He's a baseball rat. You know, all he does is hit in the cage, shack in the outfield, and lift, you know. So looking forward to seeing him in spring training. Actually, I think he's actually starting on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. So just giving him a lot of at-bats, you know, so he can keep competing and make him better. That's the goal of us in spring training.
Alex, I don't think anybody was more affected last season with the COVID season than J.D. Martinez. I mean, he batted .213 for the season. He just didn't look like the same hitter. He didn't have the addition of the video that he had in the past, and I thought maybe that was a factor, but I was kind of surprised the other day that he came out and basically said he wasn't well prepared for the season and he's doing it differently this year. What have those conversations been like with you and J.D. Martinez? Because I expected that you would expect he's going to hit over .213 this year, right?
He is. He's upset at me because I said I bet $1 that he'll have a better season, and then I raised the bet to $5. He actually said, you should bet $1,000. And I'm like, okay, I'll do that, $1,000. But I don't know. I mean, he'll pay for it, but I trust this guy. And we had that workout 2 days ago, right, on Nesson, the night workout. This is the first day I've seen him taking BP. And one thing for sure, the sound of the, you know, the way that the ball is sound of his bat on 2 days ago, very similar to 18. He's hitting, driving the ball to right field again. He hasn't stopped hitting. Yesterday, we had live BP, and he asked Tim Hires to that he wanted to hit off the machine, and he starts hitting, and then you see Marwin and Kike and Rafi going over there, and you can see the confidence, you know. And this is not about pride or showing people how good he is. I think it's just a guy that understands that last year he wasn't ready, and he's in a better position this year. He's found a few things that he believes is going to help him out, and he's surrounded by a group that we trust this guy. I mean, for us to be good, to be solid, to be great, we need J.D. Martinez, and it's not pressure on him. He doesn't care about that. It's just about working his craft and being in the right position, and so far, so good.
Hey, Alex, so I thought this was a surprising move by Major League Baseball, how they decided to maybe they were sick of guys hitting home runs. They kind of changed the ball. So I guess in a way, so it wouldn't travel as far. One, your thoughts on that, and two, have you even noticed a difference?
Right now, we're not using those baseballs. We're going to start using that, I believe, right when the season starts. So we'll see how it plays out. One thing, watching the game from the couch last year, it seems like there were a lot of fly balls that just barely went out. And I do believe that's what they're trying to avoid, right? Like, if you hit it, you know, it's a homer, you know. But off the end of the bat, fly ball that goes out of the ballpark or jam shot that goes out of the ballpark, I think we're not going to see that more. We're not going to see that, which I think is good, you know. I mean, obviously, the guys loved it, you know, the hitters, you know, getting, you know, hitting fly balls. And, but I think it starts, you know, like it's even now probably. You see, if you make a mistake as a pitcher, you're gonna pay for it. But I think they're trying to avoid those, you know, lazy fly balls that have been going out for a while now.
Hey, Alex, last one for me. I know I was talking about your pitching staff, and I said, unlike last year, I think there's upside, right? I think there's guys, and last year, I don't know where it was, but two guys at the end of the year, Pivetta and Hauk. And I'm looking at your rotation, some of the names, the veterans, and I'm wondering if that's like that battle for that fifth spot, but both these guys threw their ass off last year. Is one of those things, like a guy like Hauk, you know, if Pivetta's throwing the ball well, this is a guy you can use for 2-3 innings out of the pen? Or is that like rotation or down in AAA to get him ready, whoever loses that competition?
I do believe that the most important thing, you know, and you can talk about those two, I can add the other five, you know, and obviously, you know, there's certain guys that they're going to be locks in our rotation, but having those guys help, you know, having more than five guys. And like we started the interview talking about Eduardo. We don't know what can happen in the upcoming days, how he's going to react. Well, we know if that happens, somebody capable is going to pitch. And that's the key of that's been the key of our offseason. You know, adding players to our minor league system while we're getting better at the big league level. And it's been good. So, you know, here, everybody's getting ready. We're going to stretch people out. Don't go by who's starting or what order. I think our guys that can start, they're going to be throwing two innings right away this week. And then next week they're going to throw three. So we'll see how it plays out. But honestly, you know, I do believe obviously we're in a better situation than last year. And we have a deeper roster, deeper pitching staff than what we had in 19.
So does that mean kind of like on occasion you could casually not lock yourself into it, but almost have like a six-man rotation once in a while? Just throw some guys out?
Yeah, we'll use six. You know, I mean, we got to protect people, you know, but like I said, we have to wait for the spring training to play out and see how the guys feel, and we'll make decisions when we have to.
Hey, one final question. I want to get your take on David Ortiz the other day, saying that the game of baseball has become boring. It's home run or strikeout. That's the game. All of the strategy has been taken away. You buy any of it?
I mean, that was his game, right? I mean, hit homers and strike out. Now, I mean, the game is what the game is, right? But I do believe that at the end, the game will come back to the value of putting the ball in play with two strikes. You know, people are going to still put in their A swings, but I think it's something that we have to do. You know, if you want to become elite at this game as a team, there's a value about putting the ball in play. If you look, you know, 18, 19, 20, everybody talks about the Dodgers this year, how they did it. And it's just a mentality. And you have to, it starts in spring training. And yeah, it sometimes it was hard to watch last year. Long games, bad base running. That's you know, he talks about that base, about homers and strikeouts. Base running it was awful just watching. And you know, we still have to teach fundamentals in youth baseball. We still have to do a better job in college. So when these guys sign, they're in a better place, a better spot than, you know, where they're at right now. And if we accomplish that, the game is going to get back to, yeah, I mean, catch the ball, run the bases, make contact, and a few home runs.
That'll be perfect. We're glad to have you back, and we're looking forward to having you all year long. Now, if you get a call from the station from another show and they try to pitch you something, just hang up on them. Just hang up on them. Ignore them entirely. Hey,
you guys are too much.
Hey, hang up on them.
Hey, and by the way.
You guys have a spy or something? I mean, yeah.
Hey, by the way, take it easy on my captain. The guy's almost 50 years old. He can't be catching bullpens. Hey, our eyes don't work like that anymore.
The captain got two more bullpens tomorrow. Jesus. Two more bullpens.
God, he must be sweating. Yeah. Must be
He's awesome.
His ass.
He's
off,
awesome.
Amazing.
It can't be time. He's awesome. He's awesome.
Alex, hey, we look forward to
talk to you guys.
All right, man.
We'll talk to you. That is Alex Kaur.